Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? If you're in business, you have put yourself in a position where you will have conflict. The very nature of business is conflict. Taking the business from another person, dealing with employees, selling our banks, getting our vendors to reduce our cost 1 or 2 or 3 or 5%, worrying about a shipment that hasn't come in. Every single day there will be conflict in your business. It's not whether you have conflict. Is it good conflict or is it bad conflict? What's the difference? Bad conflict is unresolvable issues. Good conflict is conflict that someone is unhappy about something, there's something to deal with, but you are such a great salesperson, you are such a great listener, you are such a great motivator that you will be able to take that problem, listen to what the person has to say, or deal with the problem, and turn it around into a positive. That's what makes business people successful. That's what makes CEOs successful, taking an unhappy customer and making them a happy customer. Taking a disgruntled employee and making them happy again. Resolving a conflict between two coworkers. Putting ourselves in a position where we understand the issue that's causing the conflict. If we can understand the issue, if we can break it down into the simplest form, chances are we can resolve it. But if we're not thinking, if we're not paying attention, if we're not listening, if we're not breaking it down to the simplest possible form, if we're not looking to the other person's point of view, there is no way for us to resolve the conflict. And then the conflict goes on and on and on and becomes more difficult and more destructive to the business and to your personal stress, your personal life. So when you look at conflict, don't look at it as something that's bad. And if you do have a conflict in your business, no matter what that conflict is, don't run away from it. Run right into it. Get right in the middle of it. Solve it. Because if you do that, you will have a successful business. What many business people do is if there's something that's not going well in the business, they avoid it. They don't want to deal with it. They hide from it. And what happens? The conflict and the anger grows and grows and grows. What is the purpose of conflict? It's two people not agreeing on something. We have to bring those two people into agreement, whether it's you and a customer, you and a client, you and an employee. It doesn't really matter. It's the same dynamics. The point is, see the other person's point of view, find common ground, see how you can resolve the issue or the conflict, and then move on to the next one. But if you are going to be in business, there will be daily conflicts. And once you learn how to resolve conflicts, and not all conflicts can be resolved, you'll find that you are a happier business person. You'll also find that you're creating a culture in your business that is more harmonious, more successful, and people want to work for you. And if you're able to do this, and if you're able to bring people together, what they're going to do is they're going to bring you their issues, and they go from conflicts to issues. And you can talk about those issues, and when you're talking about them, they'll make the business stronger. They won't be afraid to come to you with something that's not working. They won't be afraid to come to you with something that they're unhappy about. Well, what does that mean? It means employee retention. It means people wanting to work for you. It means people respecting you and you respecting them. So let's define bad conflict as something that we want to avoid, although we can't always, and good conflict is conflict that we work out by listening to people, finding common ground, solving the problem, and making sure that everybody gets some of what they want. Everybody's not completely satisfied. Everybody's not completely happy. But everybody can live with the situation, and they go on with their life in your business and the culture in a very peaceful way. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I wish good conflict to you, because if you're not having conflict, guess what? You are not doing enough business. And as always, I look forward to talking business with you soon.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.